Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 95 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, June 2nd, 2011, live from the depths of baseball despair. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, we're going to start things tonight as we often do on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Let me turn that up just a little bit. How's that? Is that better? That's better. And with a mystery theme. What is tonight's mystery theme, you may well ask? Well, I'm probably going to tell you later. Right now, let's listen to it from 1970. Actually, that's probably not from 1970. What that is Cy Coleman and Playboy's theme, something he's probably best known for, either that or the score to the Broadway musical Sweet Charity. Playboy's theme was also used as the theme music for Hugh Hefner's two television programs, Playboy's Penthouse and later Playboy After Dark. If anybody's keeping track and keeping score, this week's infirmity is none. No infirmity this week. I'm feeling fine. Right now, we got to commemorate a passing. The other day, we lost the great Gil Scott Heron at the age of 62. Not a lot of information on what he passed away from, but he was reputed to have been HIV positive due to a previous intravenous drug habit. Not wise. From 1970, this is Mr. Heron, Mr. Scott Heron, Mr. Gil Scott Heron. And except for here on Stickham, the revolution will not be televised.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
That's right, brothers. The revolution will not be televised. Mr. Gil Scott Heron passed away this week at the age of 62. And we ain't getting nothing like that from him no more. We ain't getting nothing like this from Godfather, Soul, Soul Brother, number one, the hardest working man in show business, Mr. Brother James Brown, neither. From 1974, this is part one of The Payback.
Get back. Payback. Payback. the bank. And now you're pumped. You got to get ready for the big payback.
The big payback.
That's where I land. Oh, for the big payback.
The big payback.
I can do wheeling. I can do dealing.
Yes, you can.
But I don't do no damn squealing. I'm ready. I can dig scrapping.
This record is.
But I can't dig that backstabbing.
This is for Chicago.
Hit him, Fred. Hit him. Hey, hey. Ah! Lord. Oh.
This is for Atlanta. This is for Los Angeles.
I gotta deal with you. Gotta deal with it. Gotta deal with it. Gotta deal with it. Hey, let me tell you. Get down with my woman. That ain't right. You hollering cuss.
That was Soul Brother number one, James Brown from 1974, and The Big Payback part one. Right now, if we're going to listen to Soul Brother number one, we're going to listen to the Queen of Soul as well. What do we want to hear? We want to hear this from 1973 from the album The Queen of Soul. This is Sister Aretha. Angel.
I got a call the other day. It was my sister Carolyn saying, Aretha, come by when you can. I've got something that I want to say. And when I got there, she said, you know, rather than go through a long, drawn-out thing, I think the melody on the box will help me explain. You gotta find me an angel to fly away.
My life.
That's the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, from 1973, and Angel from 1967. This is what might be a familiar voice. I gotta tell you right now, it's a little bit sad here in the studio tonight. We are all out of Schlitz. I don't know how I let that happen. I'm having a Smittix, which is not a bad thing at all, but normally I get to play the Schlitz jingle. I might do it anyway, just because it's important to keep a sponsor happy. So we got no Schlitz tonight. We're out of Schlitz. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer, unless you got other beer. So back to what I was saying. A voice that might be somewhat familiar from 1967 or 68. It's a little unclear. This is the Charlatans and their version of a much older song called Sweet Sue, Just You. And the vocalist on this track is Dan Hicks, who was the drummer in the Charlatans at this point in time. That's Nobody But the Charlatans from 1967 and Sweet Sue. From about 1964, this is a British mod band called the Roulettes. never became all that well known over here. This is a song they called Junk. While we're listening to instrumentals from 1967 from the British Isles, we're going to listen to something called White Summer off of the last Yardbirds album. Jimmy Page wrote this. He re-recorded it later with Led Zeppelin. See if it sounds familiar. It did to me when I was there. Thank you. I'm getting many compliments on my sartorial splendor this evening. My father had nice things to say about the shorts I'm wearing. I picked those up last year in Providence when I was out there for my sister's college graduation. And Tate rather facetiously complimented my shoes, which are upstairs on the floor in another room. Hey, you want to hear something? Let's see if we can hear something. Nope, the outside microphone isn't giving us any joy right now because I think the birds have all gone to bed. And all we'd hear is the occasional motorcycle going down the nearby highway. And that wouldn't be fun. Well, we play a Rory staple, and I never explain what that is, every week on the program about this time. And tonight, one of the most special Rory staples. From the Metro Media label, this is the B-side to Mongoose. This is Elephant's Memory. And I Couldn't Dream.
One day when my mind was coming down, had a talk with myself in Georgia Brown. One day when my mind was gonna drown, saw a chick in a silver gown, and I flipped through my snare. Oh, I tell you, I flipped, killed a bird. Yeah, I tell you, I flipped, say the word. So white sour cream, but I couldn't dream. One night when the moon was turning brown, took a stroll with my friend, the magic clown. One day when my head was in the ground, took a trip on a banana peel, and I slipped through my snare. Oh, I tell you, I slipped. How's your bird? Yeah, I tell you, I flipped. Ain't you heard? Then the rain turned to steam, but I couldn't dream. One night when I spoke without a sound, thought I'd jump into bed and lay me down. One night when the hawk flew over town, thought I'd leap with a single bound, and I slept. Oh, I tell you, I slept. Yeah, I mean it, I slept. But I couldn't dream.
There's a town where law and order are dirty words, where you can buy a cop as easy as a beer, where the women are friendly as long as you've got the price. They call it Bucktown. Bucktown, starring Fred Williamson, Pam Grier, Thalamus Rasulallah, and Tony King. They're the greatest black attack pack you'll ever see.
What the hell did you know about that?
And they're taking over Bucktown.
Like stealing candy from a baby.
You know any prayers, Cracker?
Damn, brother, you have become one violent dude.
Fred Williamson, Pam Grier, Thalamus Rasulallah, and Tony King. Together, they're dynamite. In Bucktown, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Something woken here.
Chicago.
That's much more like it. 40 years ago, this week on the Super CFL Big Ten Music Survey, the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area was this offering from Delaney and Bonnie and Friends called Never Ending Song of Love.
I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you.
And it all the time I'm feeling alone.
We can love one another and deal for each other from now on.
So good I can understand it. Never ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never ending song of love to you. After all this time of being alone, we can love one another, live for each other from now on.
That's Delaney and Bonnie and Friends from 1971. And Never Ending Song of Love. And, of course.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the Police Commissioner of Midland City. Miss H. Helfinger, secretary to the Police Commissioner of Midland City, listens anxiously at her office window as 5 blocks away, the white-winged warrior stands on the window ledge of a 14-story Midland City skyscraper and prepares to hurl the mightiest challenge of his career at the choker.
This is Chicken Man speaking.
Hello.
Well, as much as you heard, how did you like it?
Winged warrior?
Yes, it was a very narrow ledge.
You mean 14 stories?
That's right.
And you're not hurt?
Fortunately, 13 of the stories are underground parking.
Oh.
Well, let's try another daring approach then, Miss Helfinger.
All right.
Using your typewriter, let us list all the important things we know about the choker.
That's pretty daring.
Then I'll feed all this list into my chicken computer, okay?
Okay.
A list of all the important things we know about the choker. You get that?
Huh?
That should go up on the top of the page.
Oh. I have it.
Would you read that back to me?
It hasn't changed.
Oh, two.
One.
Right, one. We know for sure that the choker...
Yes.
Coughs a lot?
Coughs a lot?
Want to put that one down?
I have it.
Three?
Two.
Two, right. We know for sure. Boy, this is the way we should have done in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Now we're really getting somewhere.
Two.
We know for sure that the choker is not a very nice person.
I won't do it.
Okay, we'll come back to two later.
Unless you have a two, you can't go to three.
Gee, that's too bad, because I had a swell
three. Then make it two.
It's not that good.
Look, Wing Warrior, I'll give you a two.
Oh, fine.
Two. We know for sure that the choker is not the butler.
Miss Helfinger.
Now let's have your number three.
That was the one I was going to use for three. What's that, Miss Helfinger?
I coughed.
Oh.
Well, has Miss Helfinger caught the commissioner's contagious cough? Isn't that a dinky list? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken!
He's everywhere!
Would you like to hear some vinyl now? Would you like to hear some Van Morrison? Here, watch. I'll push this button right now, and we're going to hear some Van Morrison.
Mama, mama, I look at Amaru. She's out playing with the radio. La, 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 la. Yeah, the caravan has all my friends. Yeah, they'll stay with me until the end. Gypsy Robin and Sweet Amaru, tell me everything I need to know. La, 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 la. Switch on your electric light, that we can get down to what is really wrong. I long just to hold you tight, so I can feel you, sweet lady of the night. If you will, turn it up, a little bit higher. Radio, turn it up, so you know, radio. La, 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 la. That means everybody staying overnight. Let a barefoot gypsy boy around a campfire sing and play. Yeah, the woman tells us of the way. La, 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 la. Gonna let her make me a song. Switch on your electric light, then we can get down to what is really wrong. Bye.
so you know it's got soul. Radio, radio, turn it up. La 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 la.
Radio does got soul, don't you think? That's why we're all here tonight. That's why I'm here. If you like Caravan, and you like, well, that was Van Morrison off of his 1969 album Moondance, and Caravan. This is Caravan by, I don't know what year this is from, actually. This is Takeshi Taraichi and his Blue Jeans, and a completely different Caravan. Completely different. Takeshi Taraichi and his Blue Jeans from some unknown year. I know that Takeshi was born in 1939 and formed the Blue Jeans in 1969, but I don't know what year they recorded that version of Caravan. Now a little mystery song from 1976. This is Status Quo from the Britburn Collection, and this is Mystery Song. We'll be right back. That's Status Quo from 1976. They were never that big a deal over here. Of course, they had one big hit in the late 1960s. That would be Pictures of Matchstick Men. But they were quite a big deal for quite a long time in the UK. They were so big, they participated in Live Aid, or Band Aid. You know, the Bob Geldof benefit for African famine in 1984, around Christmas time, when they sang Do They Know It's Christmas? And Do They Care, more importantly. Do you want to hear the original version of Tuxedo Junction by Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra? I thought you would. Here it is right now. From 1939...
Bye.
You know, it makes me wonder if the original recording of Tuxedo Junction was an instrumental, then when and where did the lyrics to that song appear? I'm going to have to figure that out. I know a few nice vocal versions of Tuxedo Junction. Maybe I'll play one for y'all sometime real soon. You know, this whole stick cam thing gets a little personal. I've had commentary on my shorts and my feets. And now Vance is telling me that I wear my face on my sleeve, which is interesting because I'd always assumed most people would prefer I wear my sleeve over my face. I'm not sure exactly what he's trying to say, but he said it. He said it right out loud with his typing hand things. We're going to wrap things up regularly at the normal time. It's already 9:30, but I'm going to squeeze in one more song. Sometimes it feels so intimate right here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, like it's just you and me. It's just the two of us. This is Bill Withers from 1981 and Just the Two of Us. That's going to just about do it for this week's Hinky Dinky Time Radio. There will be a rebroadcast right after the closing theme. You love the theme, don't you? As much as I do. You know what I'm going to do next week? I'm just going to play that whole song and not just the theme. Won't that be special? Gosh, I'm going to get better at following the chat room on Stickham during the program. There's so many things to do. You know, and I'm not even grading papers. Good night, everybody. Oh, dang. Just like before, something broken. Let's just wait. See how long it takes.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. Dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?